stars tonight. We are. I feel so chashu standing here. We are at the bottom of Chav Gimel Beis. Ad Kedun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines on the bottom. Ad Kedun. Both in Shanik Muba Abikli Cheres. We're just starting.
Very impressive.
Yeah, I know. It's impressive. I just said I feel so chashuv standing here. We are gathered here today. Okay. I could do mostly shiur kli cheres. Till now, I was speaking about a food which came tummy with the through the airspace of kli cheres. You need more b'sheretz which came tummy with the sheretz. Ochli na'atzim shiur b'sheretz minayin. How do we know the food itself which became tummy with the sheretz? How do we know that that works? Now, at first, when I saw this gemara, it staggered me. Because I did not understand what the havamina might be. Because it sounds here that oichel which touches the sheretz is worse than oichel which did not touch. I'm sorry. There's a havamina that oichel which became tamei through the airspace of kli cheres is more metamei than oichel which actually touched the sheretz. How could that be? In the kli cheres, it did come into direct contact with the sheretz was metamei the airspace is metamei the oichel. And that's what the pasuk itself is talking about. Yet the Gemara says perhaps that food can turn around being matame, but not food which came to direct contact with the sheretz. Makes no sense, right? So I was thinking like this. I think my havmina is pretty good. My understanding of this is correct. The havmina is, I think, as follows. When the sheretz is matame the airspace of the food in its totality is enveloped in tuma. All of it is tame, not just enveloped, but it is now fully immersed, so to speak. It's like in a mikveh of tuma, if you could imagine that way, right? Imagine that. But when a sheretz touches a piece of food, it only touches one side of the food and one actually particle of the food. How do we know that the other side of the food is not, you know, eons of particles away, but rather the same tuma pervades the entire piece and goes out, so to speak, on the other side? I think that's really what the Gemara needs to ask over here, okay? Which I think makes sense. I mean, really, it's a fundamental question which should be asked somewhere in Shas, and perhaps this is the question which the Gemara is asking here. So it says, Vidinu. The Gemara actually learns out from a kind of a convoluted logic. Vidinu, Umayim ha-kelim she'enim metame avir kli cheres. Kelim are not metame from avir kli cheres. The halacha is if you put a keli inside the airspace of kli cheres with a dead sheretz, nothing happens to the kli. The kli remains tar. This is a story which we had way back when in the Ushami and Pesachim. Bimino machriv, eno machriv is a whole complex thing there. When you put into a keli kli cheres, another keli of any substance, and you put foodstuff inside the interior keli, it doesn't become tummy. Because a kli is not matami maver kli cheres, only ochlin, okay? Of any sort. So
is that keli covered?
No, even if it's open. Right. Maim akim shem matami maver kli cheres, shenitma besheretz. Harei the harei matamim kisheretz. Nevertheless, if a dead sheretz falls on them, the kisheretz is lav dafka. They don't become like a sheretz, but they become take two of a sheretz. It says in pasuk, if a sheretz falls, a dead sheretz falls on a keli, that keli is matami, right? So matami oichlin. So food which does become tami in an avir kli cheres, certainly if a sheretz falls in that, ain't no din shi'etamu kisheretz l'tami ochin. It's not kavachomer, they're metami like sheretz l'tami other food. So very interesting kavachomer. Mara says, if a keli, we know the keli, this makabal tuma, dead sheretz falls in it. That's explicit psukim, the mefarshim bring it down here. Right? So if a keli is metame when it comes to kind of with sheretz to in turn be metame some other food, so kosh and a keli does not become tami in avir kli cheres, kosh gain food which comes out of their sheretz must then become tami to metame other food because it's more chomer in that when it's placed inside kli cheres, ochel becomes tami. So that's the kava chomer. Ochel, which is more chomer in kli cheres, that it's metami from the airspace, as opposed to a keli. If a keli can become tami by sheretz l'tami acherim, certainly ochel can become tami by sheretz l'tami acherim. And again, the sheretz only touches one part of the keli, but the entire keli becomes tami. So too, if the sheretz touches even one part of the food, all the food becomes tami. Okay? Akidu and Rabbi Akiva. Now, that would make sense according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds as a shlishi by chulin. Okay? Because he dashes yitma. However, Rabbi Shmuel, but according to Rabbi Shmuel, actually, this Akidu is really a new sugya. We're asking how we know Rabbi, how are we going to figure out Rabbi about Kodesh according to Rabbi Shmuel? Like Rabbi Akiva, we know they're shlishi by chulin, right? And shlishi by chulin is tame, so it must be it can make Rabbi by Kodesh, right? That's logic. But what about Kodesh Rabbi Shmuel holds it by chulin, it stops by sheni. So how do you know that there's such concept as Rabbi by Kodesh, right? So Tani Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you. Rabbi Shmuel says, Vaboser sheigah b'chol tame. Flesh which touches anything, tamei zerisho, right? Shenaga b'chol tamei, because it touches something tamei. Lo yechel, it's not eaten. Rabbos is hasheni. Hashlishi b'nan, how we know shlishi? Vedino. Uma im tful yom sheino paisel b'chulin. A tful yom doesn't pasel chulin. How reo paisel b'chulin does pasel truma. When a tful yom touches chulin, nothing happens to it. Touches truma, the truma becomes pasel. Sheini shu pasel b'chulin. A sheini which is puzzle by chulin, right? If a sheni touches chulin, if a sheni touches chulin, but a sheni who is puzzled by chulin, meaning there is such a concept as sheni by chulin. It's not that a sheni touches something. Sheni touches something by chulin, we're going to Rabbi Shmuel, it doesn't do anything. But a sheni by chulin is puzzled, right? There's such a concept. Because we know, according to Mishmal, you have Rishon, and then you have Sheni, and the buck stops at Sheni, right? So if it's Ful Yom, who's not considered to be anything vis-a-vis Chulin, he can eat Chulin, he can touch Chulin, then nothing happens to the Chulin. Nevertheless, what he does to Truma makes it puzzle, makes a Shlishi. So Sheni, which is puzzled by Chulin, which is ready puzzle, Eno did Shiv Soba Truma, Chukava Chomer should make Truma puzzle. And now, if that's the case, so we understand that a sheni by chulin can make shlishi by truma. From Tvuyom. Tvuyom has no restrictions by chulin, nevertheless he makes shlishi by truma. Kal koshkin sheni, which is a real thing by chulin, that will create a shlishi by truma. Reviva koshminayin. How do we now get to Reviva koidesh? So it says in my vidinu. It's a logic. Uma im mechusa kipurim sheni apaisal betruma. Mechusa kipurim doesn't pass through truma. You can eat truma. Chuzuk Kippur is always waiting for his carpet for the next day. Can eat truma. How rare possible kodesh, but he passes kodesh, right? He can't eat kodesh till the next day. So he's a guy who must be a shlishi, and he makes revi, right? Shlishi shu possible truma, shlishi by truma, which is possible. Ain't a din shiv sub kodesh. He must make revi by kodesh. So actually, from Chuzuk Kippurim, who has no restrictions by truma, he does make kodesh possible. That must be considered revi. So to a shlishi, which is restricted by truma, there is such kind of shlishi by truma, it certainly makes a viva kodesh. So it says, Gemara, halamanu l'rishon v'sheni mina kosev. So it says, Gemara, look, you want l'rishon v'sheni from the pasuk, u'shlishi medin, shlishi v'kama from medin, from tuliyom, u'vimi ka v'chomer, which is really the same thing, din and ka v'chomer, from chusik yipurim. Dani lo din mina din. So learning a ta ka v'chomer, a top of a ka v'chomer. Now, I don't know what's bothering the Gemara so much. Big deal. I understand. So what? So let it be a kav chomer, but have a kav chomer. Whoop-de-doo. But nevertheless, I think the Gemara felt that this is a weak kind of kav chomer. And the truth is, if I were asking the question, not the Gemara, perhaps the Gemara means to ask, I would have asked that a tfulyum is not an issue necessarily of tuma. Mechusik Purim is not an issue of tuma. It's really a psul. It's a different parameter. It's not the same ballpark. Okay, so I don't know if you can make a kav chomer for that. Maybe that's really what the Yerushalmi is trying to ask. There's not a proper way to learn a kav chomer. Tful Yom can't eat truma, but it's not a tumah. A b'chusik Kippurim can't eat kosher, but it's not a tumah. How are you going to extrapolate from that to the concept of tumah and tara, that there's a shlishi b'tumah, there's a vi b'tumah? Maybe that's what's bothering Yerushalmi. Anyway, the bottom line says, Yerushalmi, we're playing a game with you the whole time.
Well, it's an intrinsic tumah. It's not the tumah that will be transferred something else, but it's an intrinsic truma to himself, this
tulio. Right, so that, but you want to say that since he apostles the truma, so kal koshkein a sheni betru, sheni blutuma apostles. But for precise, because fulyom is a different plane, so how can you learn one or the other? Anyway, the Yerushalmi basically comes out and says, we fooled you the whole time, ha ha, it was just all a joke. She akol meshubad la'alocha, it's really all alocha l'moshe misinai. It's all subordinate to alocha, which we really, I think we all suspected the whole time. There's all halacha moshav sinai. She apostle b'shlishi apostle b'truma varvi b'kodesh. Kavachomer taka doesn't work out properly, but it's halacha moshav sinai, and eighth which halacha moshav sinai doesn't need to be based on eighth pesukim or kavachomers. Okay, that's the end of Tumah Tara. Baruch Hashem.
According to both of the
Korban,
we don't still don't teach the Kavachomer. It's just
some Kachomim are Lacha Kavachomer. So Smachta.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. We don't ditch it, but it's not. It's we understand it's inherent weakness, and we don't rely that we don't. It's not the primary Halacha. It's like an Smachta.
Actually, now that you pointed out, the Temoche actually phrases it slightly differently.
Yeah.
Because he just says, well, basically, she may reveal a Mamekim Anima Halacha, Klomer, Midin Kavachomer, Lo Dorish Lady Kura, Mikhan Adorah.
Probably is a typo there. Klomer, Midin Kavachomer, Lo Dorish Lady Mikra. I'm not sure, but I think it's a, I think it's a typo there. Okay. In any event, maybe you're right. Maybe some, maybe Pamela's doing it differently, but I'm certainly not going to take the time to figure it out. Now, I'm on a roll. Next Mishnah. Pull
my
own. Right. Roll away from Tumatara. Okay. Bobayam Darshan Akiva. This is a cute Mishnah. Bobayam Darshan Akiva. We'll tell you about stuff which is Darshan, say they were Elizabeth and Azariah became Nasi. Okay, so Bobayam Darshan Akiva, Darshan the following. My dois mechutzir, total shifting gears here. We're talking about the Ari HaLevim. The Ari HaLevim, the cities granted Levim when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So these cities, my dois mechutzir, it says, measure outside the city, as pas, kedma, measure each side, a pine ba'amba. It says, give 2,000 amas on each side. Pas kedma is the east side, but all other sides as well. Mikor echorim, another pasuk says, mikir ir v'chutzah elef amas aviv. The other pasuk says it's only 1,000 amos. So it's a contradiction. How do we reconcile the contradiction? So it says, if Shalomar elf amos, you can't say 1,000 amos. Shalomar alpaim amos, it says 2,000 amos. If Shalomar alpaim amos, you can't say 2,000 amos. Shalomar nemar elf amos, because it's 1,000. Veloma nemar elf, veloma nemar alpaim. Well, I say 1,000 and 2,000. Two versions here. Tanakama here, who's Rabbi Akiva, says, elf amos migrosh. 1,000 amos of empty fields, v'alpayim amos tchum Shabbos, and 2,000, the second 1,000 amos, in order to tell us about tchum Shabbos. Okay? Right, blessed v'noshe Rabbi Yisrael Gleomer, 1,000 amos mikrosh, 1,000 inner amos were empty fields, v'alpayim, or empty yards, v'alpayim sodas ukrami, 2,000 were fields and vineyards. You know, the 1,000 amos close to the city was left open, I think one of Marcus, for security, because the Goel Adam, the Goel Adam, because remember, all the Ari Levim solved also is Ari Miklot. So if you left a lot of places for a Goel Adam to hide near the city, could lead to all sorts of, you know, ambushes and stuff like that. So therefore, they left it open. Okay? Rabbi Lezim Rosh Rabbi Yisrael Gliomer, Alpayim Amot Chum Ari Levim. 2,000 amos was the boundary around each city of Levim. Tzemem, elef amma mikrash, 1,000 amos is empty. Nimtza revia mikrash, this is a quarter is empty yards. Vashar sodas ukrami, the rest is sodas ukrami. What do I mean by that? So there's more two interpretations. Rabbi Shmuel, Bar Yitzchak, B'Shem Rav said, revia, and I'm going to learn the Shari Torah Tzitzchak because he has a really nice pshat here. He says, revia me alachson. It's once about time the Gemara said Mem Aleph Lamed with a slash, and somebody interpreted it as Aleph, but it's not Me Aleph Son. And here I drew myself a little picture here. If you see over here, if this is the inner, this is the city, and this is the inner 1,000 amos Migrash, and the outer 1,000 amos is Sardis and Krumi. So each corner is a quarter of Migrash and 3/4 Sardis and Krumi. You see that? So it's Revia Me'alachson. Each corner is 1/4 Migrash and 3/4 Sardos Ukrami. Okay? That's his interpretation, which is nice. The next interpretation, Mara, is Amrav Yitzchak Vafilu Tamar, even say Revia Mikol Tzah Revihu. Even take the entire area, it's a quarter. Magna Marba Arba, it shouldn't be Gravi, it should be, since it's Shatar, so it should be Garmidi. Somebody who makes 4 Amos square, Boy, Ashitza, needs 16. Mean like this. This is, first, the case it is like this. You have a square by 4 by 4 amos, right? That's 16 amos square. Now you want to make the square equivalent around that, right? Just like 1,000, 2,000. So that's put 2 amos on each side, right? You understand why? Because the square itself is really, from the middle point, is 2 amos on each side, the inner square, right? Because it's a 4 by 4 square with an inner point, right? So it's 2 amos from the middle point equidistant to each side, right? Now you want to make a similar square around it, so it's two additional amos on each side. So the outer square is 8 by 8. You following so far? The inner square is 4 by 4, the outer square is 8 by 8. 4 by 4 is 16 square amos. 8 by 8, 64. 16 is a quarter of 64, okay? So somebody says, if the city is very small, without taking into account the size of the city, assuming it's very small, so then the migrash will be a quarter of the total square, right? Because the migrash is going to be like the inner square. So the same thing, you make 1,000 by 1,000, and you make the outer 2,000 by 2,000, they'll be the same proportion. The inner sort of 1,000 by 1,000, which is how many thousands altogether? 1 million? No. It's a million, right? It's a million, it's going to be a quarter of 4 million. Because the outer one's going to be 4 million, right? You see that? 1,000, 1,000, 1,000,000. 2,000, 2,000 is 4 million. So the migrash is a quarter of the total, not taking into account the area of the city in the middle. Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So either a quarter, two versions of what a quarter means. It's either a quarter of a corner or a quarter of the totality, if you leave out the city, which of course changes things somewhat. Okay? A little bit of geometry there anymore. Says Amara, Rabbi Mona Mishari called the Levain. Rabbi Mona demonstrated this with bricks. Everybody took different ways of demonstrating this. And you have a picture of the Pnei Moshe there on the bottom, how he demonstrated with bricks. They would take one brick of 50 by 50, and he put 4 bricks there. So then you have, altogether, 100 by 100 is actually 4 times 50 by 50. That's what I'm saying. 2,000 by 2,000 is actually 4 times 1,000 by 1,000. Is that clear? Yeah? Not quite?
Do the math again.
1,000 by 1,000 is actually a quarter of 2,000 by 2,000. You would think it's only half, but it's really a quarter. So he demonstrated that with bricks. He showed how 50 by 50 brick, I mean, he didn't take a brick which is actually 50 by 50, but he took a brick and demonstrated how, you know, 50 by 50 is not half of 100 by 100, but a quarter of 100 by 100. Okay, demonstrate we're taking those bricks and putting them next to each other. Okay? He demonstrated with a belt. Not sure exactly. I guess he made strips, you know, not real belts of leather, but, you know, like with strings. And Rabbi Yoshi Bashar about the secret. Secret has several interpretations, but I like interpretation says with ink. Sikria is a type of ink. He took ink and paper and demonstrated how it works. Now, as a Gval, Chamisha Chamisha is base saw. 50 by 50 is a base saw. That's the size of the courtyard of the Mishkan. Mea is base arba soim is 4 times that, right? It's not as the picture in the Pnei Moshe Rabbanim says. Now we have a Gevaldiga story. I didn't look up the Bavli on today's Gemara, but I'm positive it's not the Bavli. It's a great story. Kihata Reish Galusa, the certain exilarch, Itla Lavi, the Itlaku Lavi, that was placed upon him a tax that he has to fill up Chad Traklin, he has to fill up the one hall, Arboin. He has to take a hall 40 by 40 amos, a huge hall, and the Yemoinin Chitim fill with grain and give it to the king. That was the tax placed upon him. Why the king placed that, such a tax? Kasha and Amaisa. He has to take a hall of 40 by 40 and fill it up with grain. Okay? Asked the guy Ravuna, so the Reish Galusa came to Ravuna and asked, what should I do? That's a good story. Said, Paisun. Look, to get out altogether, you can't do. But suggest them, appease them, the Yasmi Nach Esrin Al Esrin Kudun, that they take 20 by 20 from you today, Vesrin Al Esrin Besar Zman. Now they'll take 20 by 20 from you another day. Va'at Miskar Palgan, you're going to save half of the volume. You see that? based on the presence of the words, the goyim, they're dumb. What are they going to understand? You tell them, I can't give you a 40 by 40 today, so I'll give you 20 by 20 today, 20 by 20 another day. But we now already know from the sugya before that 20 by 20 is not half of 40 by 40, but rather a quarter. But the dumb goyim, they're not going to know the difference. But you tell them 20 by 20 today, 20 by 20 another day, and that we will make a quarter. Skivalvia story. Okay? Seems like it worked. Rabbi Bava Shem Rabbi Huda, goyim shikah. Rabbi Bava Shem Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Zir Shem Rabbi Ukva said, Eim kajin el bechevel shel chamishi mamu. Now, Shai Tzai still changes gears to five amos. But Lamaisa, without getting into that detail, if you remember from Erevin, I don't remember if it's Erevin or Shabbos, I think it's Erevin. Yeah, the way we measure the 2,000 amos, we take strings, right, and we make the string. We have hills, so one guy puts the string up. I think it says there four amos, so that's why he changes to five amos, because it can't be 50. So he says, if you have hills and you have to go up a hill, so one guy holds a string opposite his nose and the other guy holds a string opposite his toes, and that's why you're Makader. So he changes to five because he says it can't be 50. Anyway, Rabbi Zir B'Shem Rav Chizdoi said, Ein Makadrin, we don't measure as the crow flies, but rather actual level. We don't measure actually Makadrin, which would actually eliminate the slopes. Rather, we measure the distance on the ground. By Rifa Segla, we understand that, because we want to measure which is the closest city, right? And then we have to take into account literally closest. But by Ari Levim, it's a little bit of a chiddush that we don't measure. We don't absorb the slopes. But that's what he's saying. Nichos, it says, when that makes sense, command them are, Elef amo migrash, val pai mamon. I want to change this. Nobody else changes it, but I think I have to just be changed. That the two phrases you have to be transposed. Elef amo migrash, val pai amo sodas ukramim. If you say a thousand amos, yeah, a thousand amos migrash and a thousand amos sodas ukramim, then I could say, here we say ein makadrin. But by Tchum Shabbos we do, because Tchum Shabbos is a classic place where we eliminate the slopes by doing this, you know, this thing. Baran Kamandam are Elef Amma Migrosh, and that's according to Mandom and our Mishnah, that the 2,000 Amas in the Pasuk is going to do with Tchum Shabbos. Baran Kamandam are Elef Amma Migrosh, Vapai Mama, Tchum Shabbos, but according to Mandom and our Mishnah, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Akiva, sorry. According to Rabbi Akiva said that it's 2,000 Amas Migrash and 1,000 amos Tchum Shabbos. So Tchum Shabbos learns out from Ari Levim. So if you learn out the 2,000 amos from Ari Levim, how can you reconcile and say, yes, but vis-a-vis Ari Levim and Makadrin, vis-a-vis Tchum Shabbos Makadrin? It's not consistent. If Ari Levim is distinct in of itself, that the 1,000 amos was Migrash and the second 1,000 amos is Sardis of Krami, has nothing to do with Tchum Shabbos, so you could say, well, here ain't Makadrin and there Makadrin. But if you're going to say that here it is talking about Chum Shabbos, so you can't say by one Makadrin and by one not, because they're both the same thing. Okay? So it's period. Mark continues, says, Lee Crane Makadrin. By the Ori Levim, you're not Makadrin, you're failing Makadrin. And for Shabbos, you are Makadrin. You're learning out Shabbos from Levim. So how can you possibly say that one is one way and the other is the other way? It makes no sense. Period. New issue, told, not relevant here, but just slept along. I mean, actually, Kaivin Bar Levim, I know you wouldn't bury anybody within the cities of Levim. Rabbi Shari Yosef says, not just in the cities, in the Tchum Shabbos surrounding, the 2,000 Amos surrounding. Migrashayim, the fields, Yula Behemta, the yard should be Yula Behemta, so for animals, for Chusham and their possessions, Ulchol Chayasim and all of their animals. All of their sustenance, livelihood. Lebhemta chayosam nitnu is given for their animals and their sustenance. Below nitnu lekfur, it's not given for burial purposes. Okay? Bobayom. The other thing is Bobayom. Bobayom dershaviki rekiva darshant. Got it to the end of paradise. Ozzy Usher, Moshe of Nei Yisrael, Sashira Zos Lashem. Moshe of Nei Yisrael sang this song, Kakush Baruch Hu, Bayom Lemor, they said, Sheitam Lomay Lemor. What does it say, Lemor? Lemor normally says, means Moshe told, some was told to tell us to somebody else. But what does Lemor mean here? Who are Bnei Yisrael telling the Yeshira to? El Shoyu Yisrael Onim Achrov Shem Moshe, they read responsibly to Moshe, Kol Dover V'Dover, Kikore Sahalel, like you read Hala, right? Ashir Lashem ki ga'ol ga'ah. They would say Ashir, he would say Ashir Lashem ki ga'ol ga'ah. And they would say Ashir Lashem ki ga'ol ga'ah. L'kach ne'amar le'mor. It was responsive reading, okay? Rabbi Yechemi Omer ki korin ishma. How are you calling? Lo korin ishma. It's like shma, not like how. What's the Jewish shma and hal? Shma is not responsive, it's simultaneous. It's like the difference between right-wing shuls and left-wing shuls vis-a-vis L'chot Dodi. When the young Israelis, you sing L'chot Dodi together, right? And our Gura type shuls, you do the Chazan does separately. So that's to say, that's the difference between Korin Sahala and Korin Sashma. Okay? So that's, so one opinion is that the Kriyas Yamsuf, they're Agudists, and the other is that Kriyas Yamsuf, they're Mizrachites. All right, in any event. Says the word. Lekatav shu makare sahal beis hasefer vehein oni machrova kol dover dover. It's like a cotton reads the halal in beis. I don't know why it says beis hasefer. It's beis hakneses too, but in any event, I know beis hasefer meant the same thing with them than it means by us. But even when it comes, Gemara in Sukkah says when a cotton reads the halal, so you respond after him. You can't yotib with him, right? So you respond after what he says. Moshe amar shira vehein oni machshira. Moshe said Ashir, and they said Ashir after him. Moshe Amar Ozi, Veinu Mi Mozi. They repeat it. Repeat after me. Rabbi Elazar Moshe Rabbi Yisrael Omer, Lugodo, no, not like that. They didn't repeat the whole phrase, and this really we didn't mention our mission of the Shita. Elazar Moshe Rabbi Yisrael Omer, Lugodo Shu Makari Sal Beis HaKnesses. Veinu Oni Machrav Dover Rishon. It's like when a Godel reads Hal and Shul, and they answer the first thing. We don't have this meaning anymore, of course, but it used to be, there, he would say, face, but say so many time, base I'll call me, I'm low ace, and the call would answer, but say so many Mitzrayim. Why so little culture, you saw Mam Shlosov, and they would say, but say so many Mitzrayim. After each and every phrase the Chazan would say, they would say the chorus, which is the first phrase in the Perek, okay? So too, that's what they did by Kriyas Yamsuf, according to him, right? Moshe Mer Ashira, Vehein Onim Ashira. Right, so far so good. Said Moshe Amer Ozi Vehein Onim Ashira. Right, and everything Moshe Amer said, they would say Ashir Lashem Ki Gol Gol. They would sing the refrain. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael Amer B'Shoa Shoyu Avoseinu Abayam. When our forefathers in Yamsuf Hayamuto Ola Birka Shel Imo, a young child would be on his mother's lap. And a child would be nursing from his mother's breast. The Kaman Shiro as Sashkina, once he saw the divine presence, he'd be a oilless loishoi. The young child would lift up his head, Mibirko Shol Imo, from his mother's lap. The Shoy made a Tino Kespiv, and the child would remove his mouth, Midadish Limo, from his mother's nipple. And I've hate Paschus Pim Bashira. And it seems like that was part of either the miracle of their perception, or the miracle of their singing. They will also open their mouths, Bashira, Bashevach, Vraman, they said, Zek Keli Vanveu. Mer Omer, it's also in Bavli, Afilu Borim, in the beginning of Ksuvus it is. Mer Omer, Afilu Borim, Meimei Moseim. Even the fetuses in their mother's wombs, Hayorim Shira, they said, Shira Shnemar, Bemakelus Baruch Elokim, in the choirs, bless God, and Hashem mimakor Yisrael, from the source of Israel, meaning from the womb. When our forefathers came up from Yamsuf, they saw the corpses of the sinning people who made them work hard labor with difficult work, and they were all dead corpses cast on the seashore. They wanted to say so. The Shraslaim of Kush, the divine spirit, in order to guide their soul. And even the smallest one of Amisa would say Shir like Moshe Rabbeinu, which is really what we had in the Mishnah, Kikrain as Hashma. They all said the Shira together. It wasn't that Moshe had to lead them. They all had that Hashra Sashkina. Although the Chsiv, it's that which is that, and remember the days of your Moshe, Imo, Moshe with him. Aye Amala Mehayom. Where is he who brought them out of the sea? Esro, and then it says Esro Etzono, with the shepherd of his flock. And Esro Etzon ain't Sivkan El Esro Etzono. It's an extra vav. So what's an extra vav? So it tells us that Melamed Shas Hakulam Roim. They were not just Moshe Rabbeinu. The Vav is like in a ribui. It's telling us that they were all at that point like Moshe Rabbeinu, and they all participated in the same song together. Matam Lomer Lemor. Ay Ebazoi. That's the case of what you need the Lemor for. If it's responsive reading, I understand why you need the Lemor. Because Moshe says something, they say something. They say Lemor, so what is Lemor? It's Matam Lomer Lemor. In that case, they're all doing it together. Lemor Ledoros. Should be set for all generations. So it's like if Lanetzach.
Don't you learn that from Oz Yoshe?
That's how we learn Chias Amesim. But Lema would be for us to say for us to say davening, right? Okay. Actually, the Kormenei also brings another shot. The first shot I just gave is a Kormenei Moshe and the Kormenei the first shot. The same way he says is that from here we learn out the Chiv to say Hallel. Every time a nace happens to Am Yisrael. Right, Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Chani. Yes? Yeah.
I don't remember who says that there's a chiv de'oraisa to say hallel on Purim, on Hanukkah, on any miracle that happens to the Jewish people.
Yeah, it's Mashiach, like, where I'm talking, man. This come over here.
Yeah, so that's what he draws it by. So, in other words, the idea of carrying it a step further is one could arguably say.
Are you talking about the truth on Yom HaTzmut, the specific truth?
No, this is.
Because there's that call, that's the famous Kol Mevaser. Rabbi Meshulam Rota, he wrote the truth about how Yom HaTzmut. Unfortunately, he was a Hungarian.
Hungarian.
How could you say that about Spasemis?
It was Gear. Gear's
Poland.
Yeah, it's Polish.
Yeah.
I'll track down the name tomorrow.
Okay. Rav Shalom Rata was a very big time of Chacham, despite the fact he was Hungarian. Yeah, but it's okay. It's not. It's Chas v'Shalom, so it's closer to say. All right. It says, Rav Shalom Rabbi Yosef Chinah says, Kadeim Psoka. Chassam Sofer. Okay, fine. He was a holy man. Kadeim Psoka. Like this Malame Tinokos. Psoka is somebody who says over Psukim, right? And that's like a little a Malame. So when he wants the kids to say something, he says, Ashira, to get the kids to answer, Hashem Ki Go Go. So Moshe, you know, that's how Moshe led them. Moshe Mer Ashira, Veironi Machab, yeah, Ashira, Hashem Ki Go Go, Susvarach Varam Avayom. So he just had to start him off. And immediately they all went to together. Moshe Amir Ozi Vizimras, Venomi Machab, Ozi Vizimras Kav, Ahili Shua, etc. Okay? So he just started him off and everything, and they continued on. Because of the Ruach HaKodesh, they continued. Ksiv, it says, before I pros, here it is more explicit. Before I pros be Israel, when there are disturbances in Klai Israel, be Snadev Om, when the nation volunteers. It's not Roshe Ha'am, volunteer heads of the congregation. What does it mean? Volunteer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Selam Nisim, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does you miracles, you are Mishira. You have to say Shira. Okay, so that's what the front post is. So we said, Dave, Roshe Ha'am, the rest of the post, which it doesn't be down here, which is critical, actually, I should have said it. It's not Ha'am, Roshe Ha'am, it's not Ha'am, Baruch Hu Hashem. Okay? Says the answer to the puzzle, Baruch Hashem. Here we learn when there are disturbances and they're served and they're saved, so then everybody has to volunteer to say Shira Tokosh Baruch Hu. This is Makor for saying Hallel and Hatzolah. Now, the Gilead of Flam Shatari, so switch around the Gemara here. So let me go down three lines and then come back. Hey, Sivun, they asked the question, how regulus Mordechai Vester? Why did they say Hallel and Purim? So it says, Roshani, you show you Bechutzlar. It's different because they're in Chutzlar. Someone doesn't want to say Mordechai Vester Misonim Nigal, they were saved from their enemies, Lo Yigal Minamachus, but they weren't redeemed from slave from you know being chutzlaretz from being a non-independent. So in any event, so this is also in the Bavli in Megillah, and we also have the Yerushalmi Megillah as well. Now going back, hey, see when our regulus Mitzrayim, so that's well cool Mitzrayim, but when we left Mitzrayim, we say Shir even though it's a nation of chutzlaretz, right? How can we say Shir and left Mitzrayim? No. Shani Yid, she tchilas kulos. And that's because they hadn't yet entered Eretz Yisrael. So before they entered Eretz Yisrael, at the beginning of Gula, this initial Gula, they could say Shira on this. Once they entered Eretz Yisrael, so really the Gemara Megillah, then you can't say Hallel anymore in Neshe B'chol Sarets. Okay? Obviously, the other answer is there. The Gemara Megillah says, you know, Kriyas Hallel substitutes for Mikra Megillah, for Kriyas Megillah substitutes for Kriyas Hallel, but this one of the answers that you don't give, say Hallel Neshe B'chol Sarets.
And it was the beginning of the
Gula
toward Eretz
Yisrael. Yeah, well, one could say that that's what it means by Chilos Gloson as well. But we have the that the Rishon Ben Hurkanos Darshan Shlo Avat Iyov Esamokom Ela Miyavo. Iyov served that Kodesh Baruch Hu out of love. Shnemai Henik Delani, if he kills me, Lo Yachel, I still yearn to him. As my Dayan is Hadavar Shakol, man, it still seems to be in balance because the Pasuk says Henik Delani Lo Yachel. Lo ani mitzapeh, when it says lo, is that lo with a vav? O ani mitzapeh, or is it lo? Or is it lo with an aleph? Right? And I'm not looking forward to him, right? So Tom Lomer, adegva, until death, till I expire, lo asir to masimi menu. I will not leave my wholeness from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, not move from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Mimei titzas, shema'avo asa eov did out of love of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tiny b'sher ready to learn a reida. Chai kel. Now this is all Darshan Sadiyo, much more than the Bavli has in Baal Basra. Tiny b'sher Rabbi Yehuda. Chai kel hisir mishpati. By the life of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he removed my judgment. V'shakai amen avshi en a Kodesh Baruch Hu caused me to be bitter. From his saying chai kel, interesting perspective the Gemara has here. Shein adam noider b'chayev shamelach elikain oavo. Interesting thing, because we see Yosef took a shvua, hate Paro, even though he hated Paro's guts. But he says you don't take a shvua by a king unless you love the king. Okay, so that's what it's saying. If Eov took a shvua in the name of Kodesh Baruch Hu, must be loved by Kodesh Baruch Hu. Strange, but that's what it says here. Bishum Rav Yosef Amru, how we know that it was he loved the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Because it says, Kamhuli li Yeshua, Hashem is his salvation, kilo fanav chanefio, because he does not tolerate flatterers. Okay, the game going off of you for a moment. One pasuk says, "Asay mi avav, asay mi yiroa." I say, "Baptist Hashem lekecho." One says, "Love Hakadosh Baruch Hu." Kasev echad omer, one says, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem lekecho tira v'sol ta'avod." Fear God and worship Him. Also, asay mi avav, asay mi yiroa. Yeah, very famous Gemara. I think it's in the Bavli somewhere, so I don't remember where. Worship Hashem out of love, and worship Hashem out of fear. Now, the Korban Pnei Moshe from Machlok is here, what kind of fear? The Korban says, Yiras Oynish, to fear hell, because it's hot and it burns. Right? Pnei Moshe says, it's Yiras Aromimus, the awe of the majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, you know, I'm not sure exactly which one it's referring to. Probably Elu Be'elu Bo, it's probably referring to both. But it's a famous Gemara. I should have looked up if there's a parallel in the Bavli, but I didn't see anything offhand. Do out of love, shimbasali snow. If you come to hate, dashato, if you know that you love, ain't no hate sone. Right? It's like, you know, somebody has a falling out, let's say, with their wife. So they feel temporarily they get very angry with their wife. They might even temporarily hate her, but eventually they come around to loving her again because that's the way marriage works. So too, if you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so even if you have temporary falling out, you're not going to come to hate him, but rather you'll come back around again, so to speak. And so too, Asay Mi Yirah, do out of fear, Shimbasa Levait, if you come to kick away the yoke, and you're a mevait, somebody who's afraid. If you're afraid of your wife, you're careful as to what you do for her as well. Okay, Shiva Prushime. Now this is also in the Bavli, but the Bavli Yerushalmi have very different interpretations of this. It's Bavli in Soit and the Yerushalmi here in Soit as well. Shiva Prushime, there's Shiva Prushim. Seven people who are Prushim, who seem to be frum, but they're really hypocrites. Parush Shichmi, Parush Nikvi, Parush Kizi, Parush Menachya, Parush Eda Chavosi Vesera, Parish Yira, Parish Ava. Although Parish Yira, Parish Ava will be different. Now I'll give you the Yerushalmi shot and also tell you the Bavli shot. Now I think, this is a little bit of scholarship zach by me, but I think the Yerushalmi reflects perhaps more the issues with the Christians. Right? Because in Bavel, when they interpret something like this, they don't have to deal, they're only over there for the Zoran Christian in Bavel. So they didn't have to deal with Christian sects. But I think in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps these, what it's about to say maybe reflects their battles with the Christians. Maybe. I don't know. Could be I'm totally off base. Anyway, Paran Shichmi. A Paran Shichmi is somebody, according to the Yerushalmi, Toin Mitzvah Se'al Kisvei. Shechem is a shoulder, right? So you say he carries his mitzvahs on his shoulder. He says, see how many mitzvahs I got? I'm a holy kind of guy. Right? So that's what he says. The Bavli has buried him. The Bavli learns Shichmi, Lashon Shechem. And he's like Shechem. That in Shechem, when they were mouthed themselves, that in Brismil, they didn't do Lishma. They did it for their personal gain. So this guy, he does mitzvahs, but he doesn't do L'shem Shamayim. In other words, for Avas Hashem. He does it because he can make, he wants to make, you know, make Olam Abba out of it. He wants to get reward, or Rashi says there for his own covet. He does it for his own honor. Okay, Parsh Nikfi Akif. So he says Akifli von Avid Mitzvah. Do two pshatim here. Either can you lend me some money so I can do a mitzvah? Right. So he goes around borrowing money to do mitzvah. So Nechtegatog is doing. He's borrowing money to go to a casino, but he claims he's borrowing money to do mitzvahs. Or the Pnei Moshe says, he says, wait for me a few minutes, I have to go do a mitzvah. In the meantime, he doesn't necessarily go to do a mitzvah. But he makes as if he's going to do a mitzvah. The Bavli is, again, a different shot here. The Bavli says that it's somebody who's menakif is raglov. He always walks with humility and shuffles like... Yeah, Avad chada, interesting, Avad chada choyva v'chada mitzvah. He does one avera and one mitzvah, and he balances one with the other. He says, well, I did one avera, I'll go and do a mitzvah, and I'll balance them out and make my cheshbon work. So the Bavli has a different shot. The Bavli, in line with the previous Gemara, previous shot about the guy who stubs his toe, says somebody walks with his head down because he says he doesn't want to look at women. And then he walks into walls, and he lets blood out. He starts bleeding from his forehead. So, of course, he really is looking at the women from the side, but he's pretending that he's not looking at the women. Okay? That's what it says. Parash Menachya. What's Menachya? He says, Man Disli, whatever I have, Man Menachya, Avin Mitzvah. I take away, I deduct in order to do a mitzvah. In other words, he says all the money I have, I spend it all doing mitzvahs. So big thought, everything he spends on doing mitzvahs. The Bavli here is a different shot as well. The Bavli doesn't learn parsh menakia, but parsh meduchia. Meduchia means like something which is sloped, or literally like the mortar, the pestle, the mortar and pestle. It means that he always goes slumped over like this. You know, looking as if he's very humble, always walking slumped over. Parish Eda Chavasi Eda Chavasi Vaseno. What does that mean? I de Chovsa of this, which Avera have I done? The Navi Mitzvah Kavasa. So again, like we said before, so I can do a mitzvah to counterbalance it. The Bavli here also says differently. Bavli says, what more do I have to do? In other words, I've done so much. What else should I do? I'm always doing mitzvahs. I've done so much, but tell me it's something else. I'll do something else. And of course, it's a liar. He hasn't done very much at all. Parash Yira is ki Eov. Fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Eov had. Parash Avok is like Avraham Avinu. Now, the Bavli does not learn that way. The Bavli learns Parash Yira is he does from Yiras HaOinish. And Parash Ava does from Ava Schar. And the Bavli says, that's Shalol Lishma. To worship God because you fear punishment, or you love reward, that's Shalol Lishma. But Bitov Shalol Lishma Balishma. So it's good anyway. But the Yerushalmi is learning that it's a much more directly good. That here, Yira means Yira like Eov, which means Tama, like the Pnei Moshe said is Yiras HaRoimimus. And Avas, of course, Avas HaKashem, like Avraham Avinu. So it's not just Mitok Shol Lishma Bo Lishma, but it's much more directly and powerfully Lishma. Avraham, and this is a very famous Agadah, I don't know, actually it's not very famous, but Reb Tzadok brings it down a lot. So by me it's famous. Avraham Asa Yetzer Hara Tov. He made his Yetzer Hara good. In other words, he served Hashem even with his Yetzer Hara. His Yetzer Hara, of course, Yetzer is considered to be your emotional drives. Yetzer Tov, your intellectual restraint. Avraham uses his emotion, his chasadim, also l'shem shamayim. Right? Avraham says Yetzer Tov. Umat taima. What pasuk teaches us this? Umatzasa es levavo v'chol levavcha. The Gansalape, Lishnei Yitzhoim, Yitzhah Tov, Yitzhah Ra, Namal Fanech's entire heart was trustworthy before you. Amr Rabbi Acharya said, V'hiv Shirimo. He made a deal with the Yitzhah Ra. In other words, he came to understanding with him that we're both serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu together. B'chol Rosi Marbris. Abba David Lo Yochabo, but David was not able to use his Yitzhah L'Shem Shemaim. He muffed up with Batsheva. And therefore, V'aragobul Yivo, afterwards he decided he has to kill it. Because he can't properly use his Yetzirah, his drives of Shem Shemayim, they're ruinous for him, so he saw he has to kill his Yetzirah. My time of Pasuk teaches us this, Filibi Chalal Bikirbi. My heart is dead within me. So actually, David HaMelech was not in the same Madrigal as Avraham Avinu. Avraham, the Mekubalim calls it interesting, Iskafio in his Hapocha. David subdued his Yetzirah, he killed it after the Maisa Bat Sheva. Avraham uplifted his Yetzirah, he changed it, he sublimated it, and used it in order to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a higher Madrega.
Isn't also the two bases in Lubavko?
Yeah, Lubavko, right. It's both halves of the heart, Yetzirah, Yetzirah. That's right, the two bases, right. And here it's Matzah's Lubavko, Nehemavavko, two bases as well. Okay, but now this Agata is famous. Rabbi Akiva Mutin Kume Tunis Rufus HaRosh. Rabbi Akiva is being judged, literally tortured to death, in front of Tunis Rufus, the evil door. Asos Yomtza the Kriyashma. It's a little bit different than the way we normally understand. I think of the way, if I remember correctly from the Gemara in Brachos, he said Shema because he was expiring. But here it's not like that. Here came time to say Kriyashma. It's time to daven. Middle of there being Miyasir and came time to say Kriyashma. So Shari Kari V'gochach. He started saying Shema and started smiling. Amalai said Tunis Rufus is standing there, Saba Saba. He said, old man, old man. Oh, Chareshat, either you're a magician, or you deny or kick away at the torture which you're suffering. Amar Leizer, he said, Tipach Ruchei Deu Gavra, may the spirit of this man expire. Oh, Chareshat, I'm not a magician, it's not that I kick away the Yisurin, I don't suffer them. El Kol Yomai, very famous, I used to create a pasuk, I said, my whole life I read this pasuk, V'ahavta Asher Hashem Elokecha b'chol levav, chol nafshu, chol moedecha. Rechamti b'chol libi, I love the Hashem with all my heart. Rechamti b'chol momeni, I love the Hashem with all my money. That's b'chol modecha. U'b'chol nafshi, with my soul, love abedikoli, I never check myself out. U'kadun dematasli b'chol nafshi, now that I came to the stage of kol nafshi, v'asas anta the kriyashma, the time of kriyashma came, v'lo aflagis olei, and my soul did not rebel against it, begin kach, anakareshma v'gachach. That's her meaning, the Shema, and I'm smiling about it. The Chem Yamsun and Shishimish Rabbi Kiva is out of left field. It's also in the Bavli. The Chem Yamsun and Shishimish Rabbi Kiva are the Shemish Taim Shana. In the Bavli, I think it says the Chem Yamsun was Rabbi Akiva's Rebbe. But here it says the Chem Yamsun was Rabbi Akiva's Talmud. Okay? So he was learned by Rabbi Akiva, Shemish Taim Shana. Hu Yomer, and he said, Esin Gamin Ribuin. Whenever it says Es or Gam in Torah, it's a ribu, it comes to include anything or something. So of course it says anach and rakin are muted. Ach, it says ach or rak, it's a mute, it's an exclusion. Armalei, so he said to her, give us the madain dichsiv as a shemel kech tira. It's not clear who said to, but the chemisuni said Rekiva, Rekiva said the chemisuni. What about the shemel kech tira? So it says in the Bavli that when the chemisuni got to this, he was Polish. He said kashem shikibati aschal adrisha kacha kabaschal aprisha. Because I don't know what the darshan, what is there to fear besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu? So Amalei, so whoever was 22, where Akiva, so I guess Nechem Yisuri said, Oso ves torosoi. It's interesting, the Bavli, it says, L'rabos tamir chachomim. Shefir Hashem, shefir tamir chachomim. But here it doesn't say fear tamir chachomim, it says fear of the Torah. So Pnei Moshe says the same thing. I'm not sure if it's the same thing, but that's what he says. Okay, I'm never sure. Continue with the Yov. Mi gale offer me necho. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who will take the dirt off your eyes, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? Shoyisa derish kol yamecha, you dash your entire life. Lo shlo avat iyo v'samoka melim yira. The only son of Hashem from fear. Shamer ishtam v'yoshar. He was a whole man, a straight man. V'yirei Elokim, feared God v'sar mirah, and deviated from evil. Are Yeshua tamid tamidecha? Yeshua, your grand, literally your talmid of your talmid. Limit Shlamiyavo, so he thought that he did have out of love. Now, the next Gemara is in the Bavli also, but here it's much more, many more opinions. Amosai Hoya Eov, when did Eov live? Hashem Elokim Hashem Bar Kapor, so you may have Rom, or Eovino Eov, his name is Avram. Adol the Steve, it says about Eov, Ishoya Be'eretz Utz, Eov Shmo, person in the land of Oz. Uksiv, it says, by Nochor, that he had a kid, it's Utz Bechoro. So it must be Eov lived in the land of Utz, which is named after Utz, the Bechor of Nochor. So he lived at that time. Rabbi Abba Amar B'Yemei Avinu Yaakov Oyo. It's the days of Yaakov Avinu. V'dino Eso Ishto. And his wife is Dina. Hodol Zosiv, it says that Eov said to his wife, K'daber achas nevos t'daber. You're talking like a low woman. Uksiv, and it says, by Dina, ki nevola asa b'Yisrael. That was a repugnant, low thing in Amisol. So Dina was his wife. Rabbi Levi Amar B'Yemei Shvatim Oyo. It was in the days of Shvatim. Hodol Zosiv, it says about the Shvatim, Eov says about the Shvatim, Asher Chachom Yagidu, Reuven and Yudo sinned. They told, and they did not deny from their fathers the sins they did. They did tshuva. Rabbi Yosef Chafta, maybe Ridos Mitzrayim Haya. He was at the time when they went down to Egypt. Ubal Yosef Mason, when they came up, he died. Rashi, I think, brings this down in Parsha Shlach, when it says that when they sent the Merali reported back that Eov died. Sartzi Lame Alem, Eov was protecting the Knanim, and with his chus, he died. And why he died then? So Moshe L'Roeh, or why did he get these Yisurin then? Moshe L'Roeh, it's like a Roeh, Shabazev, a shepherd, who's confronted with a wolf that comes in Savitzon and wants to take one of the sheep. Ma'asa Weidu, he puts a goat opposite the sheep. So, wolf. So, according to the Korban Eda, he learns very shver. Korban Eda says, the goat will fight the wolf. So too, Eov fought Yisurim, and that was the schus for Am Yisrael. And he learns like he was Jewish. But the Pashup Shad is not like that. The Pashup Shad is like the Bnei Moshe, who says that when the wolf comes, he wants a korban, right? So instead of giving him Am Yisrael to the Satan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Eov to the Satan as a korban. And that way he helped out Am Yisrael. And that's what it sounds like for the next pasuk, because Godot Duchsev, it says, Yazgireni Kel El Avil. Hashem gave me over to the bad one. By day Rishoyim Yartani, and through the Rishoyim, he deflected. Right? Deflected the Satan through me, through me, who am a Rasha, he deflected the Satan. So the rest of the Rashi brings down Chumash, but in Parshas Balak it says, Ki Yorata Derech L'Negdi. I think Rashi says that word Yorat doesn't appear anywhere else in Tanakh. But here it does. It appears here in Yov, which means deflect. So he served like the korban to deflect the sun. Tani Rabbi Shmuel says, Eov mi'avdi paroya midoli pamayisho, is from the servants of Paro, from the great men of his retinue. You know, there's a Medrash that says that Eov, Bilam, and Yisro, all the advisors of Paro, right? And Eov was silent. Yisro said to let them go, and Bilam said to subjugate them more. So that's all like that's like this. Adol see that says, Hayareist by Hashem, those of your God, they kept their cattle away from the field during the hail. Uksivan, it says, by Eov, each time Yashar V'Elokim V'Sar Meirah. So Yori, Yori. Rabbi Yosef Yidom, Rabbi Meishvot HaShoftim, it was the days of the judges. Hodol Sivan says, Eov says, Heina Tem Kulchem Hazisem. You all seen. V'lom is a Hevel Tebol. Why will you do empty things? And it says, Chazal say in a marriage, it's not a pasuk, but Chazal say that the door of Shoftim is a door shel hevel. It was such a distorted and empty generation. Anyway, and Eov says here, Chazisem maisa doiri. Look at what my generation does. The Shoftim, shunotli maisa begronos, the Levim would go down to the, or even the Shoftim, I guess, would go down to the granaries to already take their mice and wouldn't even wait till it was given to them. Haft esnan, I'll call Gronos Dargon, like the Pus says, elsewhere later in history of Ben Hoshea, you love to get presents on all the granaries. Shmuel Bar Nachman, Mishir Rabbi Yoina's son, said, "Bimei Machu Shvoya." It was in the days of Machu Shvoya, the time of Shlomo. Shneimar says, "The person Yehiyahu Vatipo Shvoya Tikochem Shvo fell upon his kids and took them." And also, Bimei Kastim, it was the days of Kastim. Shneimar Kastim Somu Shlosha Roshim, also Pesuk in Eov. So it's about Kastim. Shemen Korcham Bimei Chashveiro Shoya. Shneimar says in the Bible too. Shneimar Yivakshu Melech Naros Bislos Tavos Maret. look for good-looking girls. Uksim says, "Lonimtsa nashim yafas kumnos iof." There are no better-looking girls than Eov's daughters. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar mi oyle gola hayu. He was when the time of Ezra and Nehemia. Yochanan Amar mi oyle gola ya v'Yisrael hayu. And he was a Jew. Lefum kain. Therefore, Rabbi Yochanan loy menu hilchos avel. He learned from hilchos avelus. For example, it says, "Vayokem Eov vaykras miilo." Eov got up and ripped his clothes. He didn't pass. Shemuel says, "Mikach avel tzarchli kram u'umot." I don't remember this from the Bavli at all. But I think we do learn out this halacha that you have to do kriya standing up. You do kriya standing up by the kever usually. So in any event, so this is I think by the kever.
In the funeral
home you do it? Not by the kever. It's not after.
Before the levaya.
Does the penitent going to Eretz Yisrael or not? No, it's in the funeral home. I thought it was by the kever. All right, could be it's where I'm wrong. So anyway, we do it standing up. You know what? This is the next. It's very late, so we'll stop here. We still have some interesting stuff coming up, but it's late. We did too long. Okay.